minutes after the hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Wow, there's a lot to get to today. Colfax, my friend Susan and Cheryl hanging out behind the... Oh, my goodness. Wow. I love it. I love that this show is like a 1984 sitcom. It's like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Full House. I heard the Full House Aunt Becky got out of... was it prison? She was in prison?
That's prison.
Yeah. I heard she got out of prison. That was kind of cool.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, not cool what she did, but...
No.
Was there a part of you that's like, it's Aunt Becky, man? I mean, nobody from Full House could be bad. Turns out they're all pretty, a lot of them are pretty pretty rough. Like, yeah. Bob Saget's like the dirtiest comedian in the world.
Yeah, his comedy is not for children.
It's not bad. It's just really, I mean, you got to be prepared. It's like rated RRR, you know, like a pirate or something. You got to be careful. But Aunt Becky's the troublemaker. I mean, the Olsen twins, you know, they kind of got out of Hollywood because they're like, this is way too much. Things are nuts. I don't know how I got into Full House, but did you watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the new one?
Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
That's pretty corny, isn't it?
Well, I mean, wasn't the original.
I mean, Full House was pretty damn corny. How the hell did they fit in that tiny house? They had like 20 people in their family. And it's San Francisco, and they're all squished together. They guess they were just used to it.
I think it was a big house.
Okay. It was tall.
Yeah.
It was tall.
They're like five-story houses.
And they made like Uncle Joey like live in the attic or something.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse got like his own room, his own studio to record his band, and then Uncle Joey's just in the attic with his puppets. I mean, what a show, man. What do they think of next? Although they've thought of a lot since then. Oh, my goodness. What else, Colfax? Okay, John Elway, this whole deal. I had time to think about this thing. You remember, my blog this week is My Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind. What happened to kicking and screaming? What happened to that? Remember John Elway, 2014, the Broncos get their kicked by the Indianapolis Colts, 24 to 13. I reverse my numbers there. We do that, just like with the Broncos record. We reverse numbers. They lose. Elway's pissed, right? He's saying, all right, if we're going to lose, we're going down kicking and screaming. Nobody looked happy in that game. Didn't look like we wanted to win that game. And then so what ultimately happened? Bye-bye, John Fox. And then you bring in, okay, you still have Manning. You still have this offense, but you become this kind of tough, nasty team. You turn in, you know, you really start to invest in the defense. You hire Gary Kubiak. You hire Wade Phillips. And this team becomes nasty on defense. Perhaps the greatest defense of all time. And they didn't need to go down kicking and screaming because they won the Super Bowl. But you remember that year, they had many games where you wondered if they were going to win. Defense kept coming up with crazy turnovers, the whole Brock Osweiler thing. I mean, it was a nutty, nutty year. What happened to that? So John Elway has been elevated. He has been elevated to what? To president? And he's not the general manager anymore. What is his job going to be now? What is he? He's not going to oversee. He, like, they say he has the, you know, the general manager, whoever that's going to be, and the head coach, Vic Fangio, still have to report to him. But what does that look like, Colfax? Is it like, hey, John, I'm thinking about drafting a quarterback in the first round. You good with that? Of course you are. Of course you are. John's like, well, I'm not supposed to leave this room. It's my office now. I can't leave it. So I don't know what this means, man. And so I guess, and if this was truly John Elway's decision, which is what they're painting it, why not one more year? Listen, this whole thing's a train wreck. Next year's going to be a train wreck. Colfax, let me just tell you now, there's going to be no Kool-Aid drinking from me next year. They will not win 11 games. They will not win 10 games. They will not win 9 games. They will not win 8 games. They will not win 7 games. They maybe win 5, 6 games. This is a bad organization. Drew Lock, you're going to do it for better or for worse, but this is where you are. I don't know if he's going to get much better in an offseason. I hope so. I mean, I really do. And he may do that. He may very well do that. But why not just take this? We all kind of agree, right, that this is the last year. Next year, is that's his last year in the contract. They're not going to renew that contract. So we all kind of are there. This is Elway's last year. Why not let him run one more draft, handle one more free agency situation, and go into the next year and go out? If you're going to go out, if you're going to lose six games, make those six wins and those, I guess, 11 losses because we're adding a game. Make that so crazy, kicking and screaming, you're going down. At least you're keeping it close. And you signed a couple of guys. You went, you know, you went down swinging, so to speak. Instead, you're going to fade off now. This whole thing's about to blow up. The Broncos organization's about to blow up. I mean, you're going to totally change this from, you know, whatever the new ownership looks like. If you're a general manager, do you want to commit to Denver right now? Whoever the guy is going to be, and we're going to talk about some of those names later on, do you want to commit to this team knowing that, hey, ownership's going to come in? What if they have a different vision for what the Broncos should do? By the way, it is Top Text Tuesday today, presented by Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. We got the Broncos gift package that we're giving away. Not today. It won't be today. We have two people on the list so far. Weld County Swami has one. Eastside Chris has one. The way we do it, we recharge this every gift. New gift. We're first one to three wins per that gift gets the gift, right? So we restarted. We got the Broncos bundle going on here. Weld County Swami got one a couple of weeks ago. Eastside Chris got our last one of the 2020 debacle of a year. So Eastside Chris is in the mix. We'll see who gets in there today. Great Broncos gift package, man. You know, cool bag. You got the Broncos winter hat there, like the grumpy old men style. I like that style of hat. Got the scarf, all the Broncos swag. It's pretty sweet. So we're going to be giving that away. Eastside Chris getting involved early. And if you want to get involved and you've never texted the program, you got to text KFKA to 970-478-1301. 478-1301. If you're already in our club, you don't got to worry about it. And there's no, like, fee or there's nothing crazy to get involved in what we're doing. You just have to text in. We're not sending out emails and pesky stuff like that. So make sure you're involved. Make sure you log into our text line, because today, Colfax, I'm registering somebody else for our Madden tournament, but I'm only doing it through the text line. And you got to be available February 6th. So I'm going to be very upset, and I might remove your Hooligan card if you commit to this and you win a spot and you take somebody else's spot. And then you can't show up on the 6th. That's a no-no. This is the first ever Madden challenge. Thanks to NoCo Mobile Gaming, we're going to be doing something sweet. We're giving away a PS5 as well, thanks to Greeley Bears Pop Warner. They're putting it up. Greeley Bears Pop Warner buying the PS5, giving it away. So we're playing at NoCo Mobile Gaming. Going to be at St. Michael Square. We're parking it out there. It's going to be a blast, man. This Madden tournament's going to become the biggest thing that you've ever seen. And you're competing for a free PS4. What are those things, like $600? Yeah, you're welcome. Eastside Chris, Brady, tough afternoon yesterday. Went to the office, promoted myself, had to hire a new person to fire some people, and they said 2020 was rough. Is that real, or are you saying, hey, you're kind of like the John Elway situation here? You promoted yourself, and now you don't have to do the tough tasks. McLean. I've been listening to you guys on Spotify at 2x speed, and now that I'm tuning in at live at real speed, you guys sound medicated or intoxicated. Why is that? It is Tuesday.
You think it's just coffee here?
It is Tuesday, right? We have to do something to put up with all these crappy texts that we get throughout the day on Top Text Tuesday. Listen, I'm just telling you, I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. But new year, new Hooligan. I want a better class of texts coming in. I want you guys bringing it every single day. We're giving away, if you think about it, Colfax, we're giving away thousands of dollars. When you got a signed Ed McCaffrey football, signed Philip Lindsay jerseys, gift packages from the Nuggets, hoodies going with that. I mean, you put that all together, you're getting up into the thousands marks. We're giving that away. I want to start rewarding some greatness here, so let's see where you guys are. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. We thought we'd go here. It's kind of a bittersweet day, to be real honest with you, about this whole John Elway thing. What grade would you give John Elway on his position with the Broncos since 2011? Since he became the general manager, vice president, a lot of different. He's kind of moved up and down the the ladders as far as the positions go. Not really the ladder, but they've just kind of changed his title. He's really been in charge for quite some time as far as player personnel. So that's the poll question, Power to Play Sports poll question. What grade would you give him? 40% of the Hooligans are saying a C is what you'd give him. 20% say D, 15% say B, another 15% saying an A. 10% of you are actually giving him an F. I mean, there's no way possible, folks. The 10% of you are out of your minds. You're intoxicated because you won a Super Bowl. You went to two of them. You won five AFC West championships. So there's no way that that's an F. There's no, to me, there's no way that's really a D, to be honest with you. I guess I could give you a C. I don't think I'm going to give you a C. I give him a B. You know, he was A+ for what? 5 years? Tim Tebow, 4 years with Manning. 5 years, A+. You won the division every year. You won a playoff game. You advanced past the first round every single year. Think about that. Because they won with Tebow. Denver always had the first round bye once Manning came along. So they were always past that first round. And then you go to two Super Bowls, you win one of them. That's an A+. How difficult is it to win Super Bowls in 5 years? One Super Bowl in 5 years. That's even tough for the Patriots. So, no, he's not. 20% of you are giving him a D. You're out of your mind. Hey, he gets a B. So I go to thewholeshow.com, vote there. We'll see where you guys are on that side of it. Again, First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. There's a lot to get to. Here's a little bit. So, John Elway, my biggest question, Colfax, you and I talked about this in prep today. Why now? Why this year when you've got 1 year left on that contract? Why, John?
You know, I thought it was the right time. I think that with the opportunity that Joe gave me to move up and looking at, the last 10 years, I knew that there was going to be a time at some point in time that this is the position I was hopefully to move to. And so gave me the opportunity to move up, and I think it's the right time for me. And with everything that's gone on this year and being 60 years old and really not, there's some other things in life that I'd like to do, but I'd still like to be involved in football. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to be able to move up, still be, you know, talk with Vic as well as in the new GM and be a part of the big decisions and be able to give, my thoughts and my experience of where we're coming and hopefully come out with the best decision there.
Isn't that an interesting concept? I mean, that sounded like with me being 60 and I want to do some other things here, it's an opportunity for me to move up. You know, normally 60 plus year old is like, I'm 60. I got a lot of grandkids. Grandkid number 7 just came, which that's a blessed grandchild, by the way. Number 7. Yes. Blessed child. Yes. I hear that and I go, what other retired person says that? You know, it's just, I'm not there anymore. It's just given the years we've had, I'm trying. It's just a tough spot. I'm getting older. I want to do some other things. But so for me to take this step up, that normally means you're going to be doing a lot more, right? not this case, though. Very bizarre. And I just get the feeling, if this was really John Elway's decision, I know we're all just people. I know that even sports icons at the end of the day are just people, but one more year? Like, I'm not saying that Denver would have turned this around. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I have no reason to believe that they would, because I don't know that Drew Locke's the guy. He is the guy for next year, but that's probably just because of the predicament that they're in. I don't see it. But that's where you're going. So why not just one more year? You go out kicking and screaming, and then you're right off into the sunset. That's what I thought the original plan was going to be. You know, you hire Vic Fangio, an older coach, and you basically saying, hey, I got 5 years to do this. Why not? Crazy times, man. I have a lot of thoughts on this. We'll get to it throughout the day today. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. What grade would you give John Elway on his position with the Broncos since 2011? Go vote again, thewholeshow.com. The Lawnster's on the line. Happy New Year, my friend.
Well, hey, Happy New Year to you there. How was your holidays there?
It was good. I took last week off, got a chance to really hang out throughout the days with the little ones, so that was always a good time. He wore me out, though. My goodness, the cardio is crazy with that kid.
Oh, I bet. They'll keep you running, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you want to know how to get fit and lose weight? Just follow a toddler for like 5 minutes, and you'll be shredded.
How about a whole week and trying it?
Dude, a whole week. I feel like I'm Captain America right now.
Exactly, for sure.
Lonster, what's on your mind?
Hey, on this John Elway thing, I think he did, you know, since he had one more year, I think he decided, you know what, I think this was just enough. I think I'd done what I could, and I think it was time to move it on to give it to somebody else.
Not one more year, though, even though that's the end, because the contract's up at the end of next year. So why not just one more year?
Well, you know, I think he thought about this very carefully and decided, you know what, I just don't want to do it anymore.
Hmm. It's a tough pill for me to swallow, man. It's John Elway, the 38-year-old that ran in and did the helicopter and got hit, got the first down against Green Bay. You know, the guy that said, hey, I know you all love Tim Tebow, but I'm shipping him out of here. I'm bringing in the greatest quarterback that's ever lived, Peyton Manning. I mean, the guy's got stones, and I just feel like that wasn't a stones-type move yesterday, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was a good move. I think he's been thinking about this probably a long time, and I think after what happened Sunday, that victory, I think it just kind of did him in right there.
Yeah. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man?
Well, I got a dental appointment here coming up, so I had kind of had a little bit of a light lunch here. I had a couple of chicken tenders and some Ritz crackers.
Couple of chicken tenders and Ritz crackers. Man, that sounds like my kind of lunch right there. Did you get that a gas station, just something quick, you know?
After one of your sponsors there.
Okay. Oh, Evan's Fast Break, is that the one? Or one of those spots or something like that?
That's where I was going with that one.
Lonster, appreciate you, man.
Hey, for sure.
Dixon for his daily Brady, you just don't get it text. Brady, you just don't get it. Many people don't give him the credit for the Manning years that you do. Well, that's stupid. Who the hell signed him? Who signed Peyton Manning? Who got him here? He could have went anywhere else. He could have went to Tennessee, which is another place that he wanted to go. So you can do this all day. Does Tampa Bay not get credit for bringing Tom Brady in? Somebody gets credit for that. Did the Colts not get credit for bringing in Phillip Rivers and getting into the playoffs? Is that not a move? That's a move. That's a move. That's what a GM does. They convince great players to come to teams. So those of you that aren't giving him credit for that, you're idiots. And he says, and there's some justification to that. His drafts, etc., weren't even that good during the Manning years. His handling of coaches and players were way below average. You're giving him way too much credit and discounting the Manning effect. They won the Super Bowl. Okay, stick with me because I know this one's hard for you to take. They won the Super Bowl with a quarterback on two flat tires. The guy was on his way out the door. So explain to me why it's all the Manning effect. This Broncos defense had perhaps one of the greatest defense to ever play, that no-fly zone. The year before that, the bookend, if you will, of Peyton Manning was Tim freaking Tebow, and you won the division. So you guys can discount all day long what John Elway's done for this organization as a VP, as a general manager, what have you, but don't discount it. Bringing in Peyton Manning was no small task. And now guess what? Manning is a huge part of Broncos, still to this day, a huge supporter of the Denver Broncos. So that's a move that will last for a lifetime, not just for four seasons. 23 minutes after the hour. It is Top Text Tuesday. We got a Broncos gift bag on the line here, looking for the first one to get to three victories. Text into the program. If you're new, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
All the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I got to tell you about my friends over at Auto Tailor. Today, we know everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired with the cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. I take my vehicles there. I take my wife's vehicle there, which that's the most important one of the group because it holds my wife and it holds my kiddo in there. We got to make sure that one's constantly up and running, ready to rock and roll. That's Auto Tailor. Check them out. Tell them we sent you. They're here in Greeley. And listen, I've experienced this firsthand a few times. You go to a mechanic, you go to a shop, and they tell you the list of everything that you need to do. This, 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 and this, and this. At Auto Tailor, it's just not that way. You know, they go right through and say, here's what you can live with. Here's what you really shouldn't live with. Brent's an amazing guy, the owner over at Auto Tailor. So I strongly suggest you check them out next time you have an issue when it comes to your automobile. That's Auto Tailor. First Advantage text line, hit us up on, text KFK if you're new to the show, 970-478-1301. And, well, there's a lot to get to here that I want to talk about with specifically the University of Northern Colorado. They lose yesterday in a heartbreaking game to Montana. I'll talk about that, but let me answer a couple of your questions. He said, Chris, rabbit hole question. Eastside Chris, you. I mean, do the Robert De Niro thing there, you. Why would one want to take a job knowing ownership will change soon? Why would one that's a proven GM or a guy that is highly sought after might be the better question? Because if you're a young and up-and-comer guy and you want a chance, then you don't really care. You just want to get out there and see if you can prove something. But then again, that's scary too, because what if you're a young up-and-comer and this is your first shot and you're terrible, but you know, general manager can't necessarily, or they, you know, it'd be crazy to change everything around in one offseason, especially with the state of where the Broncos are. That's the thing. I don't know. Is this an attractive job? Is the Broncos general manager job an attractive job? And how much will Elway really relinquish? Because, you know, in DenverBroncos.com talked about, you know, Elway and what that would look like. He's not going to be he's not going to have the final say in personnel and coaching changes anymore. But the head coach and the GM will still report to him. So what does that mean exactly? Here's more from John Elway's press conference yesterday. Let's play that.
And as a follow up, how attractive is this job because of the ownership situation? And also, would you prefer GM experience?
Well, I don't know. Let me answer the last half first. You know, we're going through a list now. You know, we've really been talking about it for a couple of weeks and thinking about it. And so finally making the decision to go ahead and make the move. And so we're looking at all prospects right now as far as a GM. So we'll there's a lot on the list. And so we'll pare that down and try to find the right guys to interview. And then as far as, you know, the way that ownership is, and I understand that, there's some question out there with ownership, but the thing is, on the football side, we've had every opportunity that we've ever had when Mr. Bowen was here. So, you know, that had not really changed, because we still have the resources that we ever had, you know, to try to put a successful football team on the field. So I don't look at the ownership situation being a big part of this, and the fact that we're going to continue to try to find the best candidate, find the best person for that job, and get back to the same mindset, which has not changed. I know we got a ways to get there, but our goal is still to be back and compete for world championships.
Listen, I kind of get where he's coming from, saying, listen, without the owner, we still had all the resources still. And that's true. You still have all the resources. You're still an NFL team. You're still drafting. You're still free agency. You still got the money. The money's coming in. But sometimes without having that clear-cut leader, that confuses people. That confuses people in the front office. And I do think that that's an issue. I don't know how big of an issue. It depends. But it is an issue. Okay, Dixon says, play along for a second. All right, it's Top Text Tuesday. If Manning didn't decide to come here, I love the ifs game. If the Chiefs didn't draft Patrick Mahomes, you guys would still be, like, you'd win three games. If Manning didn't decide to come here, what has Elway done to show you that those 4 years would have been any different than the last five? Name one other positive thing Elway has done in the last 10 years that doesn't somehow relate to Manning. Hired John Fox. John Fox, in the middle of a season, orchestrated an offense that was built for Kyle Orton. In the middle of the season, changed it to Tim Tebow, which is a completely different style of football. And still not only went to the playoffs, not only won the division, but beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know that was a madness type year. A lot of crazy things happen. But the fact is, in the midseason, John Elway and John Fox sat and said, here's what we're doing. We're flipping this whole thing upside down. And their defense was actually pretty good that year. We did the Mitch Unrein show right here on KFKA, and I talked to Mitch Unrein, a member of that Denver Broncos defense, every week. And we talked about the inner workings, a lot of stuff off the air, too. The inner workings of that challenge, the challenge to keep the locker room together, because there was a contingency of Broncos that loved Tim Tebow. There was a bunch that were like, why are they interviewing that guy? The defense won that game. To keep that all going together. I mean, that was a John Fox hire. He kept everything together. So, yes, hiring John Fox was key. Switching midseason was key. Making the decision to move on from Tim Tebow was tough. It was. Some of you think that was an easy decision. I think it was an easy decision. But half of your Broncos country loved the guy. Half of them. If you don't believe me, rewind yourself and go back to training camp. Go to the games where they chanted after a loss, mind you, Tebow, Tebow. You will never see that again. Not a lot of people cheer on a guy because he was in that game and they lost. They were still chanting Tebow. You lost the game. You're still chanting for Tim Tebow. Moving on and making that decision was tough. And then getting Peyton Manning here was also difficult. Oh, he also hired, rhymes with Shmary Shmubiak, I don't know. After John Fox, everybody wondered, who are you going to bring in to replace John Fox, a guy that just took you to the Super Bowl last year? Well, we're going to bring Gary Kubiak back, the guy that said he was done coaching, and he's connected with the Broncos. It was the perfect move, and it led to a Super Bowl. Hired Wade Phillips. Is that a Peyton Manning move? They won Vance Joseph, Gary Kubiak did. So, yes, there were other moves outside of Peyton Manning. I know that was the move, and it still was his move. There were some great moves that happened, though. And there were a lot of issues with even his own moves. He screwed his own moves up, and I'm not going to be blind to that. Brock Osweiler wanted to be a Bronco. I stand by this, Colfax. I know that he ended up not being very good with Houston. I know that he came back here, and he was meh. But I still think that if he would have stayed in Denver, and Gary wanted him too. Gary Kubiak wanted Brock Osweiler here. In fact, Gary called Brock Osweiler, according to SI.com, after an interview with Brock Osweiler. Kubiak was the one that called him and said, you're our guy. Elway never called. Finally, Brock's agent said, got to play the game now, because he's not calling. So we're working out a new deal with someone else. You don't answer the call with John Elway. And according to Brock Osweiler, he was out at dinner. He got a call from John, wanted to answer it under advisement, didn't. Houston made the offer. He goes to Houston. It was basically because John hesitated. I don't know, Colfax. I just think that, and that move is going to go down as one of the big ones, as one of the big cracks in what happened with Denver. Because Brock, that whole thing sucked. Maybe he's the future, maybe he's not. But Gary Kubiak wanted a quarterback that Elway didn't want badly enough to call quickly. I would think that a quarterback that saved your season, their defense was great. We know that. Still need a quarterback. He had some big games. I would think that after that, and after benching him in the second half of that Chargers game, the game that would have, that win or lose, if you win that game, you get the first seed. It was a huge game. He wasn't the problem in that game. C.J. Anderson was fumbling. Emmanuel Sanders was fumbling. And I agreed with the move at the time. I still do to this day. But I think after that move, you do everything in your power to go to Brock and say, this is just the way it is, man. I'm so sorry. It's Peyton Manning. This is what it's about. You're our guy in the future. We want to work a deal with you. And I know that's showing your hand, but Brock wanted that. And so that move ultimately led to, I think, the cracks in this organization. Gary Kubiak, a year later, decides his heart's not in it, his health's not in it, he's gone, yet he's still in the NFL as a coordinator. Then you move on from Wade Phillips. So, yes, the same moves that I'm telling you were huge moves by Elway, he screwed up. He screwed his own moves up. Yeah. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Well, County Swami tried to pull at Elway this morning, walked into my boss's office and told him I'd be stepping up in the organization and I'd be taking his job. On a separate note, is KFKA hiring? See, it doesn't work in most organizations, does it? You know, this move up for me is great. I have less responsibility and no responsibility, really. I'm going to be off in the far, 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 far corner of the building where nobody goes. And they don't even give me a phone. So, yeah. But it's a step up. I'm excited about it. Listen, I hate making the jokes about the Duke. He's the greatest. He will go down in history as the greatest sports icon in Colorado. I don't know that I was ready to see it end like this. I knew it would end. I knew it probably should end. If he had 3 to 5 years on it left on his contract, and this is where we are, okay. But you got the 1 year, and it's a whatever year. Your guess is as good as mine is what's going to happen next year. 38 minutes after the hour. Before we break, let me tell you about Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Live well, plan ahead. Services as unique as life. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. Truly is an amazing gift. I know it's tough to hear. You hear this and it's like, ugh, I don't want to mess with that. When you are going through the worst situations in your life, I've been there, we've all been there, and you have to deal with the funeral planning and you have to deal with what they're going to wear. All that's, oh, it's just, it's terrible. If you can get that all figured out beforehand, if you're the one, you can get it all figured out. You never know. Hopefully it's, you know, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80 years from now. But getting it taken care of now makes that terrible situation somewhat bearable at the end of it, at least that process. Their website is MosierFuneralService.com. 38 minutes after the hour. Colfax, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Check out my blog this week, my deep thoughts from a wandering mind. Whatever happened to kicking and screaming? That's available at thewholeshow.com. Thanks to Fresh Coat Painters for providing this segment each and every week we do here. They provide all the gifts for us as well. So thank them if you could. You can also get a free mini cooler today if you call them. Call the folks at Fresh Coat Painters South Platte and get a free painting quote, 970-414-4131. We got a lot to get to today. You guys were on fire yesterday. Texters were on fire yesterday. It's been pretty good here. You guys are duking it out. Duke. The Duke. It's a lot about John Elway today. I get it. I don't know, Colfax. Do you have this empty feeling about the whole thing?
No.
No, you're happy about it.
I think it feels right. I think it's almost like a relief because it was inevitable.
So much pressure on him.
So much pressure on him, and it just it seems like the right thing to do. And let's say, I mean, because you, and I don't want to spill the beans here, but you kind of said pre-show that maybe he's doing it because now is the time because they have their eye on somebody that they can pick up right now.
It's a good point.
And so let's say they get whoever that very special person is, and it completely reforms this organization to the championship pedigree that it has. And then he would be a genius for doing so. And had he held on for that last year and then missed his opportunity, it would be 10 more years of train wreck.
That is what kind of hits me, Colfax, and I'm glad you brought that up, is the fact that, and listen, we're trying to get Zach Stevens on too, but Joe Ellis is in his press conference right now. The fact that you're doing it now kind of makes me wonder if they do have that person, you know, that's already kind of on their mind. Who are you thinking at this stage? Is there somebody that you're already kind of getting close to? That's the thing. Because I'm asking those questions, like, why at this stage? You know, who are they going to go after? And if there's somebody that they feel is a hot name now and will get, you know, grabbed up this year or even next year, then they want to get ahead of that right now. Champ Kelly is the name that keeps coming to the top. The assistant director of player personnel for the Bears, which is where Vic Fangio was before he became a Bronco. That's the name. And again, this day and age, Colfax, I used to say this, and this is not necessarily about college websites, because I know I've had my spiel and I've gotten in trouble for it by saying college websites are fluff, they're providing different story, whatever. I do think this. Professional websites like DenverBroncos.com, if they put out a GM tracker names to know, you should pay attention to that. Because who's controlling DenverBroncos.com?
I think John Elway probably is.
Probably, yeah.
That might be his new presidential
He's
position.
He's the web admin. He's social media. He blocks a bunch of fans that keep complaining. Got my promotion. Blocked, Dixon. Blocked again, Dixon. Champ Kelly, assistant director of player personnel for the Bears. That's a big name that keeps coming up. Adam Peters is another one that's coming up. Vice President of Player Personnel for the 49ers. There's a lot of intriguing names out there. Peyton Manning's name is going to keep coming up, but it's not a Batman movie, Colfax. It's not like, oh, I want Leonardo DiCaprio to play Batman. If it sucks, it's a bad Batman movie. If this fails, I mean, you just keep failing. You're now the Browns, which the Browns are in the playoffs now. They got out of it. You become that. You take up their mantle. I mean, that's the scary part. Like, I love Peyton Manning. He's obviously really, really smart. You know what? The main thing about him in his playing days, great. He could throw the ball. He had a precise arm, but he was extremely smart. And you'd see his marketing. He's amazing. The investments that he gets into, the commercials. But other than that, why would he make a good general manager? And again, the guys like Champ Kelly, well, they were directors of pro scouting before. They were directors of pro personnel, assistant coordinator of pro and college scouting, Northeast Region College Scout. They start with all that. And Manny was playing, which is huge. But that's why they always, the old adage is just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're going to translate into a great coach or a great general manager. It's probably pretty rare that it happens. So I love the name. It sounds great. I don't know that does that make sense? What are we just saying it? And I'm there with you. As soon as we brought it up yesterday, it's like, yeah, Peyton Manning, it's big news. Ed McCaffrey's big news as a hire for UNC, but you've heard me talk about it. We're the voice of the Bears. So I'm excited for this football team for the marketing stance, and I would have made the exact same hire. But it's reasonable for me to say the guy's never coached any positions in college. He's never been any kind of scout or anything like that. He coached 2 years of high school football for a pretty damn good high school team that wins championships. You and I could probably go coach. I'd just be like, hey, you know what, guys? Get out there and give it your best. They have the best stuff to go to that school, right? It's kind of something similar to that in a much larger landscape. Your thoughts, though? I mean, who would you like to see general manager as the next for the Broncos coming up? Lieutenant Spangle, take Dave Gettleman from us. I think we've taken enough giants from you guys, Lieutenant Spangle. Pat Shermer's quite enough for us. Dixon says, Brady, he was so awesome at what he did. Why wouldn't you want him around for the next 5 years? It's done. General, okay, Dixon, come on. Stick with me, man. Isn't it fair to say general managers, coaches, players, their time just runs out? Sometimes their time just runs out with an organization. Elway's time has run out, and I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying go for the 1 year. This year's a broken year anyway. Go for broke. But they must have their eyes set on somebody that they think they're not going to be able to get after this year. So I'm not saying he was so awesome. Yes. Past 5 years, no. Those moves have all failed. He's not good at this anymore. But this next year is a crapshoot because this is the tweener year. You're getting ready to get new ownership after next year. So I guess that's where I'm kind of like, you know what, just the hell with it. Major League Baseball, it win the whole thing. Just do that kind of deal. But like we said, that's probably the big point. They have a guy that they have in mind, and they want to get a hold of him sooner rather than later. 51 minutes after the hour, On the Rocks Liquor brings us our game beer of the week each and every week. Man, I love this place. They hooked us up for the holidays. They got us ready to go. Now they're easing us back into 2020. The cleanest liquor store. I like to bring that up because there's weird liquor stores. You go in, and it seems like you're in a movie from Saw. You're getting ready to have to pass a test of bravery to get out of that place. No, On the Rocks Liquor, spotless when you go in there. The selection is great, and I love the fact that it's locally owned and operated by a husband and wife duo. John and Tony do a fantastic job. That's On the Rocks, Laker. Make your next celebration on the rocks. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. It is Top Text Tuesday. Bring the heat to me, folks. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. And let's get involved. Let's get after it.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, brand new sponsor of the show. And Hooligans, I know you like sports memorabilia. Capture all the great moments. Maybe some of you are card collectors. No Limit Collectibles. They're in the outlet malls in Loveland. You know where that is, right off the interstate there on the west side of the interstate when you get into Loveland. It is a fantastic shop. I went in there right before Christmas and place was bumping. And whether you're into, you know, different types of memorabilia that you can hang on the wall, like I'm seeing everybody come in. Like I'm sitting there talking to the owner. We're talking about what we're gonna do on the station and stuff, and we're chatting. And all these people come in. There's a mom and her daughter come in. They buy some Jordans. There's two or three other younger ones, maybe high school, come in looking at the sports cards. There's a dad and his kiddo coming in, and they start looking at the pictures and then going over to the cards. It's awesome, man. It's great. There's no limit to what you can collect. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade at No Limit Collectibles. Yeah, sell. If you want to call them and sell something, do that. Tell them we sent you from the whole show. All right. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Yeah, a lot of big names kind of coming to the top here. Lewis Riddick, we've heard that name as well. Yeah, that's another name that I'm actually hearing more and more as we go. I mean, you look at some of these options out there, and there's not a lot of guys that I'm wondering if you're just saying, can we not live without? Although Lewis Riddick, the big one, he's a safety in the NFL. He's worked in front offices before with Washington, with Philadelphia. He's on ESPN right now. I mean, sure, at this point, you know, you go for a guy that you think can really, you're going to have a task in front of you. You have to overhaul this entire team. You still have to report to John Elway is what we're hearing. So, and will John be able to do that? Is he going to be able to sign up? Oh, we're going to draft a quarterback. We're going to fire Vic Fangio. Is John going to do that? It's 1 year. I wonder if they're really going to report to him. So, I mean, that's another big name that's out there. And some of the, again, DenverBroncos.com outlined a few there. John Dorsey's name's coming up. Who would you like to see as the general manager for the Denver Broncos? Pillow Fight Dan, is John Elway the most influential figure in the history of the state of Colorado? Kind of hard to think of anybody else. I mean, some pretty big names, but John Elway's, I mean, everybody knows John Elway. Everybody knows that name. Dixon only hates him because the three decades of Chiefs domination he inspired. I suppose I'll eventually hate Mahomes, too. Adam Peters. Yeah, we mentioned that one, too. Adam Peters is his name. All right, get your text in. 970-478-1301. I'm going to register someone for our Madden tournament today, by the way, via text. So if you're not a member of the text club, you don't get in. I'll be right back.